Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. Welcome to St. Patty's Day. And welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. Do not refresh your web browser. This is not Michael. Michael has gone away. He's on a little jaunt out of state to share his music with a whole bunch of other people who have never heard of him before. I am sitting in for him. This is Christine. The seat's a little big, but I think I can sort of fill it. And of course, with me, who controls all the magic to make us all sound wonderful and to bring us live, is the man behind the board, JT.
Hello.
Feels so weird to introduce my own husband.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it does. I'm sorry.
It's like you guys handed me the keys to an F1, and I just so hope I don't turn it into a stock car.
I think you're fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about trying to fill a seat. You're doing.
It's a very comfy seat.
See, Michael has broken that thing in.
Yeah, I don't think my cheeks fit quite though.
Yeah, it's all right. But
so here
welcome
we are.
All. Michael is on the road. He is on his way back to town. We don't know quite where he is, but
probably face palming already, listening.
Yeah, probably. Freaking out, going, oh, I should have just stayed. I could have just stayed. No, I'm kidding.
So everybody knows what we do here. If you're brand new to the show, we take callers, unique callers 1 through 5, and do little sections throughout the night. We like one poem, not an epic, long, drawn-out battle scene or anything of that nature. We have a couple rules. No hate
simple
speech.
Rules.
Simple rules. No hate speech.
Yeah.
We don't like to upset people.
There's no need in the world for it anymore.
No. We got enough going on.
Yep.
Let's keep it happy, guys. And then, of course, we have the no word porn, which I've had to have this explained to me a couple times, too, because my idea apparently was incorrect, that we don't want too many four-letter descriptive words that are considered a little outside of the norm in conversation.
Yeah, if it's in the poem for artistic sake as opposed to gratuitous.
Correct. We like to inspire the next generation of poet, not scare them away.
Right.
So.
Poetry news.
Poetry news. Very sad news.
Sad news.
Yes. So turned on my little phone this morning and found out, or this afternoon, and found out that Derek Walcott, who is a Caribbean poet from St. Lucia, passed away early this morning. He was, I believe, 87. Mm-hmm. He was, I think, the first poet laureate from the Caribbean.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And wrote some amazing, beautiful poetry. So we will be featuring a few of his little ditties on tonight.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So without further ado?
Sure, let's go for it.
All right, let's get you guys calling in. So give us a call at 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
All by myself.
Not when you call World Poetry Open Mic.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, my Lord. I even forget. That was late at night, man. I don't even remember doing it. All right.
You know, Michael says the same thing. He has no idea he does these things. It's great.
We go into the same place. All right, all you lushes. Everybody is out drinking tonight.
Apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
That's okay, though. It's okay.
Be a quick night. That means you and I can go out and have a few drinks.
There we go.
Woo!
We'll just be very careful about it.
How do you be careful? Drink really slowly.
No. Oh. You drink, just make sure that you cut yourself off so you can get home and
drink
safe.
Some more.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you can do that.
Okay.
All right. So we got a submission.
We have a submission. I got to pull this up. So, at least it's just up right here in my hand. I mean, it's.
I throw him off.
I officially have three computers in front of me. One's my smartphone, but the other. Anyway. Okay. So we do have a submission.
We have a submission.
And Michael will probably never let me do this again, and he'll know why now. It's from a recent gentleman who just started calling the show, Stan.
Stan.
Okay. And he sent in a haiku last week, and he sent in a haiku this week.
Do we have a challenger?
No. I would never accept it as a challenger. I would just say a fellow master.
Ah, okay. I was just checking because I don't know where the ego is.
You know me. Okay, so. From Stan. Common courtesy with basic equality. The gift of respect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice. Not bad, huh?
No, that was
very
pretty
nice. Good.
There you go. You have a fellow master where you both can sit upon Mount Evans.
Yes.
And not talk to each other and
probably
just contemplate
yes.
breathing and nose hairs. Okay. Well, so we have some callers.
We do.
Who are with us, awake, possibly sober. We don't know that.
We know they're with us right
now. We know that they're with us. So first we go to our favorite state, because that's where all of my family, save two, live, which is Dennis in Michigan.
Hello,
there
World Poetry Open Mic and Christine.
Hello, my darling.
Oh, yeah, it's St. Patty's Day. Is everybody happy?
I think so. I think everybody is just happy it's Friday.
Well, I'm always happy it's Friday. It's a special day for me.
Yeah. I tried to tell my boss, you know, St. Patty's Day was a holiday. We should have a half day. Didn't go over so hot.
That's right. Day off with pay.
All right, my dear.
All right.
So you got something queued up for us to blow our minds?
Oh. Yes, I do.
Sweet.
I have the first poem I ever read on World Poetry Open Mic.
All those years ago.
Because of the day. Well, because of the day, it's making a return.
Okay. Go for it, my dear.
All right. The poem I have tonight, the title is St. Patty's Sonnet, and it was written by J. Todd Underhill. And it goes like this. The dancing shamrock doth bring to my mind the Emerald Isle's new morning dawn. Springtime rainbows are such a pleasant find as I dream of chasing a leprechaun. I'm always chasing the rainbow's end in search of the elusive pot of gold. "'Tis all blarney," says my best friend. "'True Irishmen are never bought or sold.' Alas, the leprechaun cannot be caught, but luck rolls in and out as does the tide. Remembering this when I am distraught keeps the level of lightness deep inside. Remember, those elves are quite unwilling to part with even the slightest shilling. End of poem.
Woo! Come back for a return. I love it. There's still some life in the little one. There's still some life in the leprechaun.
That's one of my favorite St. Patty's poems, and I share it with everybody that'll listen. And I always give Jay Todd credit because he deserves it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We love all our poets.
I even called him and read it to him, and I think he was pleased.
Oh, I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was ecstatic about that. That was great.
Well, thank you so very much. It's a wonderful read, and I'm glad I was able to share it here. And thank you so much for allowing me to do so.
Absolutely.
And I'll step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'll say, God bless.
All right, darling. We'll talk to you later, hopefully.
Yes.
All right, sweetie. So that was Dennis, one of our favorite guys from the it was cold, but from what I've heard, it got a little warm like Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think winter has returned again.
Oh, I'm sure it has, because we're the only lucky ones to miss out on a...
Stop.
I swear. Okay.
You're going to get yourself all worked up.
I know, but I think we missed out on our winter.
I know. I feel a little cheated as well.
Yeah. It wasn't cold for as long.
Well, no. But hopefully, our next caller, Mr. Felipe, will have a little bit more of some winter involved.
Here in Lexington, are you asking?
I don't know what the weather is like out there. Is it frightful?
Usually, I don't either, to be honest. I try to hide from it. Actually, it's quite a nice temperate 50-ish in the Fahrenheit, you know, measurement system.
Oh, we're in the 76.
Yeah. Wow, for Colorado. That's like summer for you guys.
Yeah, we're having 80s over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a little freaked out. Just slightly.
Right? Yeah. Or if you're a cynic, you can go, yay, global warming. You know?
Yes, but they'll always look at you and go, but it's still cold. There's a difference between weather and climate, my dear.
Touche. I see why you are wed to Mr. JT. You two make a very nice pair.
I got really
lucky. I'm glad that was specified, too, because I'm just horrible at flirting it with whatever woman is in the near vicinity, and you know, I wonder why I'm not popular with boyfriends or husbands. So thank you for the clarification.
Well, you know, we're all family
punch
here.
Me in the face.
Oh no,
that's my woman.
No, usually he just steps back and goes, if you think you got a shot, go for it, dude.
Good man. That's the best way to do it. Yep. If you've got the tiger and you go for it, sure, right? You know.
Good luck, dude.
Yeah, right. Good man. I like that. And it was good to hear also Stanley's haiku. I really dig Stanley, and I'm glad that he's participating, by the way. So good for that.
It was good.
Well, I'll be quick and I'll get out of everybody's way. And thank you so much for stepping in for Michael, by the way.
Absolutely.
Christine. That was very nice of you. So I'll be quick here.
No worries,
got
my
a
dear.
Short. Right. Thank you. I got a short one, and just to specify, if anybody is interested at all, I use a term "I" in the title, "I" lowercase, which I hope means an imaginary number. So here goes the title: pseudo sonnet. I raised by an imaginary number, so something real might be demonstrated via irony. And here we go. Proud money, vain as every numismatic image minted, reminding everyone about everything they covet. lifestyles, prepackaged in aisles, glossy ads for gated communities. Our voluntary enslavement accrued by mine and your wanton units, added up as debt and collateral. Cannibals donning pressed business suits. Interest rates like Onan's seed, meaningless if spilled or invested. Saw St. Francis of Assisi arrested for panhandling yesterday somewhere along drab gray Wall Street. And there it is, short and sweet and quick.
Wow. That was quite short for you.
Wow. I'm not sure if that was
I'm not used to it. I thought it.
It's like every woman I've ever heard. Premature like always.
Oh. Poor Felipe.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, JT. And I think what he's really saying is typically I tend to, well, I don't think he's saying I'm prolix, but I tend to stuff a lot into 50 lines usually. So 14 is sort of short for me. So
fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. I appreciate it. Cheers, and I look forward to the next callers.
All right, my dear. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
All right, and that was Philip from Kentucky, where apparently it's a little warm.
Well, yeah, it's not.
50 degrees, I don't consider that warm. That's still short weather for me.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's colder than it's been here.
I know, that's sad. I want my snow.
You and me both.
All right. Oh. So we just keep cruising right along here. Moving right along. Okay. We have next. Next on our list of callers is Sinister. Are you there, my dear?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to turn down the speaker, but I'm here. All right. I don't know. For some reason, it does not want to turn it. There you go. There. Turn it down. How's everybody tonight?
We're doing well, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. Always good.
Nice.
A piece for you. I actually just finished today. Just wrote it yesterday, so record time and editing. But that's become a trend here lately.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah. Huh? Kind of, I don't know. I call this the Heartbreaker piece.
But
the real name of it is Our Final Wake.
Okay.
If you're ready, go.
Go for it, my dear.
Pressurized atmosphere of our caressing is an allotment of suspended time, constantly exploding in violent crackles, outlined in ebony's shadow. Reasoning afoot now in gaps and pinning hour of redundant mouthed obstructions. Squeeze the digits to refine the welcoming of vibrant reflections on laughter's fading. Increments shuffled, not the puzzle strange, but rather familiar still. Thrown inebriated tantrums known to travel distance, giving license. Rhetorical vomit, spewed dribble, seeps from lethargic lips awkwardly engaged. Look up now. Find this kaleidoscope glow, not reciting romance's purpose in droves. Passion's paradigm now chafing runs in stockings that once gyrated with life. Tragic are such curtain calls drawn to evade instigated erosion of ourselves. Piercing banter boxed by assaulting shouts that reverberated shadows angrily. Radiating fractured ions through cerebellum canals to sedate the knowing. That was brushing with skin that once held love. Gruesome stains of sapphire all that remains. Window holds light for an epitaph unsung and octanes now solemnly quaking. Intellect doesn't sleep sound with this chaos imposing via raptured timulence as cathartic retinas are little insight of why the chasm is what we face. Flat and purple and sore from all these battles lost and buried requiems, no soul glimmers sucked in by malicious diseased orifices with dangerous smiles. My heart's echo can't sustain these worn appendages I aforementioned. Not much can revitalize this flatline which we instigated foolishly in lives. Final wake. And peace.
Very nice.
Maggie. Maggie. Throw it out there on my sleeve.
Well, yeah.
I had to get it out, and right in the midst of it all, this was written yesterday, so most of it was written.
It's not bad.
Something I'm trying to do, though, is just keep it as fresh and raw and unrefined as possible. You know, but we'll see. Works, it works.
There you are, my dear.
That's right.
It's your art.
Yeah. I'm expanding it in all ways. I've been painting more than I've been writing, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I moved on to acrylics and got it away from my charcoals and pencils. And well, I'm still doing it, but I'm really digging the canvas here. It's an interesting change.
There's nothing wrong with changing up things a little bit.
Exactly.
All right, my dear. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Huh?
Thank you so much for calling, my dear. I hope we get to hear you back again.
I will see what I can do. Thank you much.
All right, darling. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
That was our Mr. Sinister. I know it's not Mr. Sinister because that gives a whole nother meaning for those of us who watch read way too much Marvel.
Yeah, too many comics when we were young.
All right. Whoa. That was interesting. It actually gave us stars.
Oh, no. It's for me to rate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm only looking at what he's playing with on the computer, and a bunch of stars showed up. I thought I was doing great, and apparently that's just something else.
Sorry. Didn't mean to dash your hopes, my
love. All right. So we're going to the East Coast to Miss Barbara.
To dash your hopes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, my darling.
Hi, Christine.
How are you?
I'm good. I just went through an interesting week, so.
Did you get land blasted with the snowpocalypse that they were talking about?
Well, it wasn't quite as bad, but we did get like maybe 8 inches, I think. It just, once they shovel it all and put it into piles, and it looks so much more, so.
Oh, yeah. That's why I always think that weathermen need to have windows in their offices. They can stick their head out. If it comes back with white stuff on the top of their head, guess what? Snowing.
I always feel really bad. Like, I watch News 12, which is our local station here, and they send people out.
That is so cool.
In the snow. It's like, okay, this is what it was before, and now this is what it is now. And the snow is coming down on them, you know, and they're freezing, and you know they've been hiding in the van until now, and then they keep coming out, and, you know, it's just, and the ones that have to drive along and tell you what the snow is like.
Poor people.
Yeah, we've got a few of those.
I'm glued to the set. Really, it's crazy. When there is a snowstorm or, you know, that kind of weather, I'm glued to the set.
But
I don't know why.
Weathermen, who knew that it's the only job you could be wrong 95% of the time and still keep your job?
Exactly.
It's
They're
amazing.
Always wrong.
I know.
They said,
"God love them." Though.
They preface it by saying, well, the storm took a different turn.
Storm had an attitude and just decided to be a teenager and went, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, we thought it was going to the east, but it's going to the west. And now, you know, it's just
turning around on itself, putting itself to bed.
This place is getting more snow. This place is getting less snow. And this place is getting that horrible mix, which we got to. And I know that you miss snow, but I don't know. I don't know.
I'm a Colorado girl. I love my snow.
Yeah. I lived in Buffalo 8 years, in Cortland another 2, in upstate New York another 1. And then we lived in, like, places like Bedford and Mount Kisco, and it was always snowy there. And, you know, I'm kind of over snow. I really am.
No worries. All right, my dear, so do you have us St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, I do. Okay, this was 2 days ago was the anniversary of my mother's passing. Mm. She died 1990 on the Ides of March. And it's called Remembering. So I wrote this poem last year. Mm-hmm. Actually read it on here last year. And I didn't want to write another one because this kind of expresses everything I felt. And it's called Remembering Helen, My Mother, on the Ides of March, the anniversary of her death. And it was 27 years ago, but this is from last year, so. 26 years ago today, and still I remember the moment she left this earth at peace at last after a long struggle. Even at the end, trying to help me, her spirit filling the damaged tissue in my leg, a miracle never explained. And the stentorian voice of the TV host as the normal world continued while mine crumbled into minuscule pieces and lay at my feet like my heart, unable to grasp her absence, her presence such a constant in my life, now gone, comforting arms never to hold me close, and the tickling whisper of I love you never to be heard again. Yet I carried the warmth of 1,000 kisses inside me and the bubble of her love through the long empty night of storm-tossed dreams, of flooding and fleeing until the morning arrived and the sad task of laying her to rest cemented the moment. And as reality became the truth, my tears poured over her inert body, buried beneath shovels of dirt soon to be topped by granite carved with bare essentials. But the true essence of this woman, who all her life strived to create beauty and find her place, who chastised herself for her outward appearance and never treasured the uniqueness of her gifts, was not there in that crowded cemetery. She was my bulwark, and suddenly I was adrift, my anchor gone. End poem.
That was beautiful. I almost didn't want to. I didn't want to applaud because it's like, it's a good poem, but at the same time, it's not a happy like yay. So I kind of felt weird.
Yeah, no, it was real. That was the first supernatural experience I'd ever had.
Wow.
And it was kind of amazing when she passed. Her, actually, I felt warmth going. I had a muscle damage in my right leg, and I'd been going to therapy for it, and I was still walking with a cane, and it just went right through me into my leg, and I never really could explain it, but when I got up to tell someone that she had passed, I didn't need my cane. I never needed my cane after that.
Wow.
I know I was healed. It's kind of strange. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's okay. You just you accept and you thank and you remember and you do exactly what you did. It was absolutely beautiful, Barbara. I hope
thank
you're gonna
you.
Call
thank
back.
You, Christine.
Are you gonna call back?
I will.
For the...
I will.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'll call back for the yeah.
All right, my dear.
Engagement.
Well, then we
thank
will
you.
Talk to you again.
Okay. Great. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. All right,
okay.
So that was Miss Barbara.
Yes.
All the so, way in 8 inches.
Yeah. I know.
I would just kill for four. Two.
Two. Water. Just send us some water.
We're high plains. We're supposed to be like that.
It's so weird. We had a rainstorm.
That wasn't a rainstorm.
Okay. So we
Somebody
had precipitation that passed over Denver like a couple of weeks ago.
Who is this?
Oh, I guess we're going to have to take this one live.
We're going to take this live?
Live. You ready?
Okay. Let me get...
You ready?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay. Here we go. Hello?
Santa?
Hey. JT, Christine, how are you?
Good, Michael. How are you, my friend?
Doing very, very well. We are... currently driving through the vast dark expanse that is Texas.
Dun, 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 dun.
That is a vast, vast darkness, by the way.
You do know that. Now, I'm here in the car right now with David Bradley, who's the head of the Flying W Wranglers. He's a great yodeler and a great, great guy. Say hi, David.
Howdy, folks.
Hi.
And we're trying to pick up the show, but it's not easy with the service out here. How's everything going?
I haven't blown it up yet.
Well, I very seriously doubt you would do that, Christine. You know what you're doing.
Give me enough time. I think everybody's out drinking tonight.
Oh, you think so? It's kind of a slow night on the phones there?
Yeah. It's kind of quiet.
You're number five.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm number five. Wow. Yeah. This is first segment, huh? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's drinking.
Yeah, it's St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, everybody's drinking. Everybody's staying at home saying, hey, I'm just going to listen and not call. Huh? So am I on now?
You are live.
I am live. Okay, perfect. So I'm calling in to give the three clues for our poet of the month for March 2017. Here we go.
All right.
Number one, Galvatron. Number two, Lecture Hall Blank Event Horizon. And number three, directed a hooker episode. And those are your three clues. March 2017, World Poetry Open Mic, Poet of the Month.
All right.
I'm not allowed to guess because I'm part of the show.
You're part of the show.
Man!
Sorry, it's you know those contest rules
and
that participation of employees is not allowed kind of thing? You're kind of that portion.
Man.
Sorry.
All right, well, here, I'm going to let you guys get back to it. Guys, thank you so much for holding it down. Everybody who's listening, miss you guys. Really happy to hear the show's going well. I see you guys in the chat room, and I will happily be on the show and talk to you next time.
Sounds great.
All right, my dear. Drive safe, please.
All right, absolutely. Love you guys. Love all the listeners. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, darling.
Later.
All right. Good night.
And that was Michael Amade. Somewhere in the vast emptiness and darkness of Texas.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll run across a chupacabra.
I think I'd save that for Mexico. Hopefully they're traveling.
Who knows?
Like
maybe
northwest.
A chupacabra would like Tex-Mex.
It might.
So don't profile.
I wouldn't blame them. I mean, it's good stuff. So.
All right. Ladies and gents, lads and lasses.
We will open the lines for a second segment. And then if we don't get any calls or callers, new callers, then we'll pop in real quick and then we'll go into a return engagement. So it'll be kind of like a free-for-all at that point.
Yeah, and don't worry about it, guys.
It's okay.
I don't take it personally.
Yeah. Neither do I. I never do.
Michael is our star power, apparently. Yeah,
apparently. He is the pole that needs to be.
He is the moon to the oceans
Ooh,
of poets.
Wow.
And that is about as poetic as I get. It's lucky it's recorded because you will never hear something like that again. All right, everybody. Brand new callers for another segment. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
Christine?
Yes, Michael?
You know what you get when you throw four chickens in a bathtub?
Pure poultry.
That's right. World Poultry Open Mic.
That's nice. Good Lord.
Don't remember these, do you?
Sometimes I wonder if you spike my waters or something.
No, haven't yet.
Yet. I love that. There's that word.
I've got to throw that in there because we never know. So
one of these days
I don't
I'll just
plan
be too
on
demented
it.
And you'll just have to like... Just...
Here's your medicine. Drink your water.
Well, we were very quiet during one of my favorite little Irish songs.
It's okay.
I love that song.
I know you do.
So, I guess that...
Well, actually,
did we want to read?
Yeah, let's read
from Walcott.
Let's read a poem from Walcott.
So this is Derek Walcott. Hang on, I have to get my cheaters on, as my dad calls them.
It's okay.
I'm old. Or I just read a lot.
You just read a lot.
It's called Love After Love. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door in your own mirror, and each will smile at it, the other's welcome, and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored, for another who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life. That's so pretty.
It is.
I love that. That's by Derek Walcott, our poet laureate that we lost early this morning.
And didn't he win a Nobel?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I think in the
80s or 90s.
Somewhere around there.
90s. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It is time.
The return engagement.
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 It's like he's here.
Isn't it?
I don't know if I'm crying because my stomach hurts or because I miss him.
It's probably because your stomach hurts.
Probably.
So.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We'll go into the return engagement.
Return engagement.
Which means.
We're engaged again.
If you have called before, you can call again.
If you've never called before.
You can call again.
You can still call in. But wait. There's more.
There is?
If you've called in before to the show but didn't call in tonight, you can still call in.
Whoa.
Yeah. Act now. Operator are standing by.
Very true. What's that phone number?
It is 720-240-9766.
He's never going to let us alone again. That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hey, Christine.
Yes, Michael.
Have you ever seen Sweeney Todd?
No, most people who go see him never come back.
I know. I guess I'm just hungry.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back.
Apparently, JT's hungry, so it's a good thing that we're on a short night if he's playing the Sweeney Todd bit.
Sorry. Couldn't help myself.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. That's what you always say. All right, my friends. So, just three.
It's okay.
It's all good. Michael will be back.
I think you're right. I think it's the holiday.
I think everybody's out having a good time.
And the time change. I mean, I can see Titus is in the room, and I don't blame you one bit for not wanting to call in.
No kidding.
2:50 in the morning.
We are trying to get rid of this stupid daylight savings thing, and they are not listening to the rest of the people. Then again, you know, if I just had to wake up at 10, you know, go work out, get a bagel, slowly walk into some big marbled building and pretend like I was working, I'd do that too. I bet you that's what it is.
It's tempting.
Oh, good Lord. No. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry. I am not politician wife material.
Oh, you were talking that.
What
okay.
were you talking?
I don't know. I was thinking
were
of
you
dreams.
Going to the Roman baths or something, my dear?
Maybe.
Good Lord, Philip, save us. We need to get Philip on the line.
Okay, he's here.
Maybe.
Hello, sir.
Hello, greetings, salutations.
Save us. Michael's never going to leave us alone again.
Probably not.
he's an interesting taskmaster and surprisingly fair. Mildly sardonic, but fair, you know.
Well, what you guys don't see is anytime JT and I start going, we get the look.
Yeah.
He has a look.
Is it like a fatherly kind of look, the authoritative look?
No, it's a teacher look.
The teacher look,
it's
right.
It's the teacher look.
Right. No wonder his students are so good. I bet it's a... He does have fierce eyes. They're good-looking eyes, but they're fierce.
Yep.
And so far, he hasn't told us crisscross applesauce yet, so...
It'd be kind of difficult to do what I do sitting down on the floor.
Yeah,
well, I have to ask... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Is crisscross applesauce the highest accolade you can get from Mr. Amade?
No, that's cross your legs and sit down on the floor.
Okay. That's the be quiet. I gotcha. Right. Well, I might as well get used to hearing that then. I've been told that all my life, you know. Name myself crisscross applesauce.
There you go. So,
sit down, man.
So next week, all you have to do is tell them crisscross applesauce, and we will be witness to the teacher eyes of, oh no, you didn't.
Surprisingly, I will probably remember that and do exactly just that.
Hopefully, he doesn't download this episode and listen to it.
right. Well. I always enjoy bugging Mr. Amade. He's a good fellow. All of you guys are good fellows, so I count myself lucky to be in such good company, Irish or not, sober or not, you know. So,
well, thank you.
Well, good. All right, I will get to it since I'm the first, so I'll try to be quick. And the title, Where the Sidewalk Does Not End, and yes, that's an intentional nod to Mr. Shel Silverstein with his Where the Sidewalk Does End, I think, something like that, Where the Sidewalk Does Not End. And then I give an inscription from a lady by the name of Odette Sanabio. I think some fellow poets in the room may know her. She's a writer. She's also a professor of mathematics and has a lot to do with why I made so many allusions to mathematicians and so forth in this poem. And her inscription reads, words have always lived inside me, Odette Sanabio, from her poetry collection, Fears, Toys, and Other Secrets. And here we go. Ever see any point smaller than a Planck length? Rhetorical, of course, though one may make believe such a thing, the way summer creates children. Seurat at supine ease, return to his beloved pointillism colors. Lovely paradoxes this year, sprouting among the latest revisions, the newest paradigm shifts. Should see the work being done on the first artificial sun, spiraling with its lone love in search of a permanent home. A single breath or a billion years are also relative. Zeno, finally baptized in a river named after Heraclitus. Euclid wandering off the plain page, amazed by Ramon's suggestions. Gravity reaching out in waves, much the way human hands say hello or goodbye. Questions that come back like boomerangs, even those posed by others. Wondering if you dream in symmetries, wandering asymmetrical paths bent toward wilderness. Curious if you've heard the silence calling us back. See the inexplicable shadow and its corollary reflection, reminiscent of a sphere descending into flatland. And there it is, ending on a question.
I like your stuff.
I appreciate that. I do, truly.
I really do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it from both of you. You're both kind. And is Amade going to show up next Friday out of curiosity?
Yes, he will.
Probably
he's
dig
on
this out of the hole.
Yeah,
just to show you how it's done.
Yeah, really.
That's right. I'll just let him drive. No, I'm kidding. No, he will definitely be back next week without an issue.
Okay. All right. So, well, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And it's wonderful that you stepped up there, Christine. We certainly appreciate it. And thank you for having me on World Poetry Open Mic. And I will see you next Friday.
All right, my dear. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. You too. Cheers.
Bye. And that was our Felipe. Or Philip.
Or Philip, as he's more commonly known. Actually,
it's just more of a common name. Felipe is more...
Which cracks me up, because that's what he calls in with.
Yes. You should write it down like that.
I should, but then my brain will register a totally different person.
And you would be surprised when you answered the phone, and it would be him.
Yeah, it's true.
See, it sparks the relationship. It keeps it fresh.
Gotcha.
All right. So now we'll just move on over. We have our lovely Miss Barbara.
Okay, I forgot my place, so I wasn't sure.
It's okay.
That's all right, my dear.
All that talk, and Philip in the middle, it's too much. And then Titus is wondering what time it is.
Poor baby.
When the show started, and then he just got disgusted and left. I can see that.
It gets frustrating. We'll send him a message and let him know in his time.
Yeah,
time
he got very disgusted and left, and I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
I couldn't tell him. No, I'd have to go back onto the internet and figure it out. Because as good as Odette is in math, that's how bad I am. I'm so bad in math.
That's okay. Everybody has their strengths and everybody has their weaknesses. And math tends to be a lot of people's weakness. So, all right, my dear, what you got for us for second round?
Okay, my second round. It sounds like drinking, but I'm not drinking. Is from The Garden of Poetry and Prose, which we've mentioned a great deal, and on which Philip's poem is on this week. And there were two prompts. One was to use the words endless and awake. And the other was this quote from Aeneas Nin. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. And I use that one. So okay. My poem is called Reverie of a Broken Life. When you were a baby, your world was the surrounding couple of feet where you lay, or the soft space of your mother's or father's arms. In this small area, you felt safe and gained the courage to take that first step when your tiny legs were strong enough to hold you. As gradually your circle increased, so did your confidence, and as it grew, so did the area where you were able to go and feel strong and powerful, moving you forward to try more and more until you had reached your goal. But then, as suddenly as your world expanded, it began to shrink as you were bombarded with the burdens weighing you down, planting their cement feet on your back and forcing you to stop and take more and more steps back. The small bubble of confidence left inside of you keeps shrinking, and you spend most of your days in the same small space of your baby days. Only a few feet is your world. Each day you tell yourself you will venture outside, but that bubble never expands. Visions whirl around you, reminiscences of halcyon days when life was warmer and cozier, and being alone meant a treat rather than a sorrow. When you relished exploring the world and didn't want to hide inside to escape the dark greens of existence. You dream of the colorful days when you strode proudly, master of your world, when you were encased in a confidence bubble as you ventured forth into the open air. End poem.
like that one.
That was like that just came out of thank you. That came out of that quote. And it really isn't about anyone specifically, but the comments were very interesting about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just write, as I said, I do. I just, you put a screen in front of me, you give me a prompt, or maybe I'll just have something in my head. And I just write, and this is what comes out. And usually I barely fix things. But in this poem, interestingly, I switched the stanzas. That's your homework.
Well, where it comes
figure out which stances I switch.
When it comes to, as you said earlier, you know, some people with you and math just don't get along. Me and what you guys do, poetry. I can't even do a haiku. I mean, you guys
are
just amazing.
That's, you know, that's like being to me. Doing a haiku is very claustrophobic.
Huh.
I can understand that.
I don't like to be hemmed in by, you know, rhyme schemes or, you know, I've done sonnets, I've done sestinas, I've done haiku, but I just feel like I'm caged in. And so I just like to write like I just did, you know, write. Like Philip just said, right in the form that chooses you.
Yep. it's magic when I listen to you guys, because I always end up trying to rhyme something with orange or silver.
Oh, dear.
It's where I usually get myself caught up. So, well, thank you. That was a lovely poem. I loved listening to it, and I love talking with you, and I hope I get to talk to you next week. If Michael allows
me back
on. Definitely.
And if you like hearing me, I have my show. Michael always lets me plug it, so I'll plug it. I have my show on next week, and I have the lovely Lily Swan on that show. And she is a member of the Garden of Poetry and Prose.
Right on.
And also, I have on that show, let's see who else I have on that show. I have Lily Swan. And I have on, come on. Yeah, Lily Swan, and an author, Linda L. Kane, who writes kind of horror for kids. So it's like YA horror. So I'm reading her book, very interesting. And I will be interviewing both of those on my radio show, which will be at 4 p.m. on Thursday, March 23rd. And you are welcome to hear it and, you know, listen to it. And if you can't listen, it's always in the archive on Blog Talk Radio. So it's Red River Radio, Tales from the Pages.
All right, my dear. Well, then.
Thank you.
We'll have everybody listen to you and then on your show, and then they'll listen to you again when you call back next week.
Exactly. I love this show, as I always say to Michael. And you are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, dear.
Okay?
All right.
I will tell Michael you did, and you, you know, you're moving it along, and everything is great. So.
All right. Well, thank you for that boost of confidence.
Oh, you're welcome. Everybody needs it now and then, you know.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a lovely rest of your evening, and have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was our Miss Barbara from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Barbara from Connecticut. I don't know.
It's okay.
We are on, look, stars.
See?
Again.
Look, it tells you how do you want to rate the quality of the call.
I was excellent.
Was yeah.
No, I was not.
See,
good.
I don't want to continue filling out that. It's weird. I got to fill out the form. And
last, but definitely not least.
That's right.
We have to close us down, Mr. Sinister. Oh. Maybe.
I wonder if his connection dropped.
Aw.
Hey, Sinister, are you there? Uh-oh.
Aw.
Darn it.
Well, that means then Barbara closed us out.
Yeah.
That's okay. Okay. I don't take any of this personally, guys. It's
no,
okay.
You shouldn't. Hey, what? do you want to read Ooh. One more of
cheaters?
Walcott.
Let me get my cheaters on so I can read.
Read once more.
Let's see. Let's do Midsummer Tobago.
All right.
Broad sun-stoned beaches, white heat, a green river, a bridge, scorched yellow palms. From the summer sleeping house, drowsy through August. Drowsy through August. Days I have held, days I have lost, days that outgrow like daughters my harboring arms. By Derek Walcott.
It was a good poem.
I like that. Sorry, I'm trying to do a golf clap while holding the phone because it's my husband's and I don't want to throw it because then he gets cranky.
Not that cranky. Yeah. It's okay.
Don't know whose cranky scale you're looking at. Because I got to deal with you when you get cranky.
Oh, that's right. Michael doesn't. He gets to toss me to the side.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's how it's done.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and jelly spoons. Well, thank you so much for the warm welcome and letting me crash the party for a little while. Hopefully I haven't blown the wheels off of this car for too much. That you and Michael will be able to put it in the pit.
Michael and I tend to throw the wheels off. You keep them on pretty well.
Thank you very much.
I think we came in with at least three this time.
With at least three wheels?
Yeah. Not all four gone.
That's nice. Good. All right.
That's good. Woo!
Into the
paddock. You can come back for more.
I can come back again?
Yeah.
Yay! All right, folks. Well, for Michael, for JT, and for myself, thank you so much. Everybody, please have a safe and fun weekend. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Friday.